Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is being lied to, and Americans are being lied to. And when the smoke finally clears, you will realize that you've been lied to for a very, very, very long time. Much, much longer than most people realize. But for the sake of this one-hour show, we're going to delve into some of the bigger lies that you as Americans are being told by the people that you put in charge. And yes, we're going to start with Joe Biden and his administration, because this has been the biggest and most costly error maybe in the history of the United States of America. Joe Biden effectively armed the Taliban. The list of arms and vehicles and Black Hawk helicopters goes on endlessly. But if you try to post that, if you try to, in any social media, you will be told, you're off by maybe one, you know, AK-47 or something. It's so ridiculous. They're trying so hard to carry water for this tired old man who has blundered his way through the first 8 months of his presidency. Now, Joe Biden is taking a victory lap. He's saying, I'm the one who ended the war, the 20-year war. That's the first lie. Because Joe can't have it both ways. Joe says, I'm responsible, except Donald Trump was the one who started this whole thing. Well, if Donald Trump was the one who started this whole thing, and Donald Trump had the plan, and you just went along with it, I guess the credit goes to Donald Trump. No? You only want to give him the blame. You know what this is like? This is like if everyone wants to go home from work, right? So you say, okay, well, you know, my work is over. I want to go home from work. And the only way I got home from work is to, can get home from work is to take a bus. And you take a bus, and the guy that's behind the wheel of that bus has never, ever driven a bus before, does not have a legal driver's license, and is absolutely obliterated drunk. He rams into 12 or 13 cars, killing a half a dozen people, and then lets people on the bus to rob you all. And then when you tell him how bad he's blundered, he says, well, you wanted to go home. I really think you're partially to blame because you're the one who wanted to go. That's not how it works. I don't know of any – here's the problem. We are dealing with elitist supposedly educated people, but they have no common sense. You talk to these intellectuals and you will find out one thing. They have no common sense. So when they run across people with common sense, they look at you like you have a third eye. And if they run across a person who has not only common sense but intellect, then they really go off on you and they have to destroy you because you're their enemy. You're not just their political opponent. You're their enemy. Joe Biden armed the Taliban to the point where they have a more functioning air force than many actual countries. And then we were told by his administration, all of those have been demilitarized. There's nothing they can do with them as they are flying the helicopters above Afghanistan with a man dangling from it that they hung. Oh, they don't know how to use these helicopters. They couldn't possibly do that. They wouldn't know the first thing about. And even if they didn't, folks, you don't think China and Russia is going to go in there? You don't think China and Russia is going to go in there and cherry pick what they want and reverse engineer it? Even if they don't have a single use for it, that will be what happens. and they'll be paid for their giving up of those weapons. Another lie that we're being told is, first Joe Biden said, we're not leaving any Americans behind. We will not be pulling out until every American that wants to, and remember what I told you on this show, I told you this is their out. You have to be smarter than these people, which really isn't hard. And when you hear something, you have to dissect what they say, because they like to change the meaning of words. They like to change the definition of words, and they like to slide in little outs in their phraseology. When Jen Psaki said, any American who wants to come home will be given that opportunity. And I told you what they were going to say. They were going to say, well, if you didn't make it to the airport, then obviously you didn't want to come home. Now that's their new talking point. Well, some of these people, you have to understand, they don't really want to leave. Yeah, you know why they don't want to leave? They don't want to leave because you promised that you were going to take care of them and their family. And then you got to the point where you said, no, only you. Do you know too many people who are the father of a couple of children who are going to leave his wife and his children at the mercy of the Taliban to get on an airplane and leave? Because you have told him your children can't come and your wife can't come? Meanwhile, you're taking just random people. Do you know, out of all these people that we have transported, there's only like 10, 15% of them that actually were interpreters or people who helped the United States or people who had, dual citizenship or whatever. The rest of them are just random people. And I told you what they were going to do with them. They're going to drop them in every state they possibly can. They're going to tell you, which is a lie, we vetted all these people. Really. So the people that are in control of the border, who's letting everyone just walk right over without being vetted at all, even for COVID, these people you are going to vet. In the middle of this huge issue, in the middle of this, it's not an evacuation, by the way, it's a retreat. In the middle of this whole entire ridiculousness, you're going to take the time to vet all these people. I mean, that's just plain pissing on my leg and tell me it's raining. That's ridiculous. And for anybody to be able to stand up at a podium and say that with a straight face, you should get the Emmy. You should get the Emmy that they took away from Cuomo. Tell Cuomo to pass you the Emmy, because you're a much better actor. Because even you don't believe that. Even you don't believe that nonsense. They're not vetting anybody. I have a newsflash for you. Several years back, Joe Biden's helicopter was forced down in Afghanistan. And the very man who helped him in Afghanistan, begging for the president to help him. And what is our solution? Again, watch their words very carefully. They say, well, you know, the Taliban, we're going to probably recognize them as a legit government, and we might be coerced into giving them some help financially. You know what this is called? This is a hostage situation. We pay you money, you let us come in and get our people. That would be a hostage situation. That's my definition. When someone is being held somewhere against their will, and the people who are holding them will not release them until you give them money, that's what I call a hostage situation. That's what your current government and leadership call negotiations. It's not negotiations. And then they have the nerve to say, well, it is very possible that the Taliban will help us to seek out and destroy ISIS-K. No, they're not. You've got to be kidding. There are people on the ground there who have literally said, and they've been there for years and years and years and years, who said, yes, they fight. Yes, they have some fundamental differences of opinion. But in reality, this guy one week is Taliban, next week he's ISIS-K, next week he's Al-Qaeda, he's the same guy. They're not all that different. And now you're expecting, this is the thing I just can't fathom anyone believes. You have military generals lying to your face, saying, the Taliban have been very cooperative. They're very, you know, this is a brand new Taliban. These are the people we're shooting at. These are the people who are shooting at us. You're telling me the enemy is now our friend. Why were we shooting at him then? Why didn't we just have a peaceful transfer, huh? Why didn't we just say, well, since you're a new and improved and woke terrorist organization, we're just going to get out our people. It's going to be a slight inconvenience, and we don't know how long we're going to be here, but you don't care, right? We'll all have some lemonade and sit around, and everything will be great. They're dragging people out of their houses and executing them. The feckless media will not report this. We have videotape evidence of this. There are reporters begging this to be shown. It won't be shown. It won't be shown. And in the meantime, what does Joe Biden do? When the bodies of 13 servicemen and women come back to this country, this SOB is busy checking his watch like he has something better to do. Let me explain something to you, Mr. President. Teen bodies come back to this country because of your reckless, ridiculous policies. There is nothing better to do than to put your head down in shame and beg forgiveness from the parents who have to watch their children be buried. This isn't a game. And the one Gold Star family mother said it right. She said, you know what this is all about? This is about a photo op on September 11th. That is exactly correct. 9-11, Joe Biden wanted to be, I'm Joe Biden and I ended the war on that 9-11 and that photo op, what did I tell you? If you're a regular listener to this show, you heard me say that. If you're a regular listener to this show, you've heard me say a lot of things that come true 2-3 days later. And, you know, if you listen to the media, even if you listen to Fox News, they're like 3 days behind me. 3 days behind me. I told you when the drone strike was going to hit. I told you. I said, tomorrow, the next day, you're going to hear that a drone strike directly hit the guy responsible right between the eyes, because that's the only thing they can say to make Joe Biden look a little better. And oh, just like Nostradamus, the next day I was proven correct. And now they're saying, well, it probably killed some civilians too and some children, and they won't release the names of these people. Why is that? When Donald Trump killed these Taliban leaders and these ISIS leaders, he instantaneously released their names and said, this is the person, this is what they did for the ISIS, this is what they did for whatever organization they belong to. No, 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 you're being lied to. You're being lied to. This is called saving our ass. That's all this is. And now we find out that Joe Biden made a phone call in, I believe, July to the Afghan president, in which he said, and I quote, whether or not it's even true, we have to give the perception that the war against the Taliban is going far better, because the perception in this country is it's not going well. And true or not true, we need to change that perception. And if we don't, by the way, they were just going to pull the air support. You know what that's called? That's called quid pro quo. Remember when Donald Trump got in trouble in the Ukraine for just saying you should look into this ridiculous thing with Hunter Biden? Joe Biden literally told the president of Afghanistan to lie. What does that mean, Marcus, you ask? Well, it means two things. Means one, that's quid pro quo, and he should be impeached immediately by the Democrats' own standards. He should be impeached immediately. They're the ones who set that standard, right? Hold them to it. But number two, it proves that Joe Biden knew it wasn't going well. So when Joe Biden stood on that podium and said, there is no real likelihood of the Taliban taking over Kabul, he knew he was lying. He knew he was lying directly to the American people, and he didn't care. Now, I want you to let that sink in for a minute, because I don't care whether you're listening to me and you hate Joe Biden or you voted for him. What I'm telling you is the truth. The man looked you dead in the eye and said, there is no likelihood of it. None. Zero. Oh, they have a great army. We've been training them for 20 years. They got more than enough. What he didn't tell you was that he pulled their air support. So when he pulled their air support, and by the way, he also pulled out all of the mechanics and things, so any of these things that had any problems functioning, these Afghanis didn't know how to work this stuff. So when they had no air support and the Taliban is coming down on them and they really don't know how to really work any of this stuff, they gave up, some of them. They lost hundreds and hundreds of people a day. And this damn administration will say to you with a straight face, those people ran away like cowards. Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want an honest answer. If you were faced with absolute certain death, no way you're going to survive. Are you going to retreat? Looks like we did. So how come they can't? By the way, they are trying to change the narrative, so do not let them do this because they do it all the time. Within the next couple of days, you're going to hear the following. If you think that this was a horrible situation and you think that Joe Biden isn't the chosen one and the greatest thing since sliced bread and that this went just smashingly wonderful, you hate the military. You're saying the military did a bad job. No, I'm not saying that at all. You better talk to your military, because the guys on the ground there are saying we are ashamed. We told people that we thought of as our brother that we wouldn't leave without him, and we were told get on the freaking plane. You're leaving them. Guess what else they left? They left the service dogs. Do you know that if you shoot a police dog or injure a police dog, in many states, you can be brought up on charges of assaulting an officer? Because they consider that dog just as much an officer as a human. You know what they did with our service dogs? They're there. Guess what the Taliban's going to do with them? Well, you think somebody's going to feed them? You think they're just not going to shoot them? Well, they won't tell you that, though. So if for every one of those dogs that are shot, that's another service member lost, right? So I don't want to hear 13. You left behind service dogs. You left behind reporters who were promised to get out. You left behind children. You left behind children who were visiting their family in Afghanistan for the summer. A couple dozen of them. If one of those children die, the blood is on your hands. So, and by the way, the Biden administration knows this, and that's why they are currently asking the Taliban how much money. Guess whose money that's going to be? You think that's going to be Joe Biden's money? You think Mark Milley's going to pull it out of his back pocket and say, I got this round? That's your money, taxpayer money. They've already spent $3 trillion of your money, and they want to spend more. Now they want to actually give the Taliban your money, because they couldn't pull off a military evacuation that a 12-year-old could have pulled off. And now we find, well, they were offered the airport. And our great commander said, we don't need it. We don't need it. Oh, you don't? By the way, if the Taliban and ISIS-K are such horrible enemies and they hate each other, then why didn't the Taliban, who are now, I guess they're the nice guys, right? So if the Taliban's such nice guys and they are all buddy-buddy with us now, they're the United States pals, you and me's pals, right? How come they didn't come to us and say, you know, there's an ISIS-K camp just not that far from here. You may want to bomb the F out of that. Because you know they're going to bring suicide bombers to the airport, right? How come they didn't do that? And how come all of these Taliban checkpoints didn't catch those ISIS-K guys, huh? How come they got to walk right through? Because you're being lied to again. You have continually been lied to about this Afghanistan nightmare. And now the media, who at first was shell-shocked. The media was so shell-shocked at first, they had to say something. So they were like, this is terrible. This is awful, because what else are you going to say? You can't say it's great when we see the pictures. But now they're circling back. And now their narrative is going to be, it's true it was awful. It's true that we lost lives, but as a whole, Joe Biden did what no other president was able to do. And even though every life matters, 13 lives compared to what we could have lost is really not a catastrophe. That's what you're going to hear next. No lives needed to be lost. Not one. Not one single life needed to be lost. And no one needed to be left behind either. That was your ridiculous plan. That was your fault. And our ridiculously cowardly generals, some of them are secretly indicating, we told him this was no good. We told him this wasn't a good idea. And he said, I don't care. But then they'll get on TV and say, oh, no, no. Based on all the information we had, this was the right thing and the righteous thing. I could not believe. I'm listening to military experts saying how wonderful this is. Hallelujah. Only the United States could pull this off. That's what we're hearing. While other countries are saying, you guys really suck. You know, you guys really blew this. This is awful. And our military, the guys on the ground are saying it. Who would you ask if something went well? Let's say you're the boss of a big factory and you don't even live in the same state as the factory. Who are you going to ask if things are going well? Some other guy who's doesn't live in that state either and just oversees things once in a blue moon, or people on the ground? Your workers, how's things going here? Why don't you try asking the people on the ground how things are going? And you'll hear this answer. It's a catastrophe. That's what you'll hear. But Joe Biden doesn't have time to listen to that. He has to check his watch because he has to figure out where the nearest ice cream stand is. Oh, another coffin? Come on, how long is this going to go on? I mean, seriously. That's what his attitude is. There was a Gold Star father who said, I watched him do this 5, 6, 7 times, and I said to my wife, if he does this one more time, I don't know if I'm going to be able to control myself. Another person said, oh, you know, when he came over to talk to me about my son, he was like, well, you know, my son, yes, I know your son. Your son tragically died very young. And that's a horrible thing. And yeah, I understand that you know what it's like to lose a son, and that's not good. But your son did not die in combat because someone screwed up. Your son had cancer, which is horrible. But there is a difference. Most of these Gold Star families didn't even want to meet with him because they thought he was very disrespectful. But watch the media lie to you. Watch Joe Biden lie to you. Watch the generals lie to you. They have armed them to the teeth. They are about to give them your money to get out our hostages, and that's exactly what they are. They've lied to you about, well, we instantly struck back at the people who did it. Well, if you knew they were there, you'd have struck to begin with. You'd have sent some people out there to make sure there wasn't going to be people like that at the gates, right? Your Taliban buddies would have said, ISIS-K has got an embankment over the hill. You better take care of them, and they'll be here with suicide bombers. These are people who are lining people up in the streets and shooting them in the back of the head. We have video. Oh, and by the way, we never, ever handed over a list to the Taliban of people that should get through that worked with us. Lie. They got caught in that lie. So then they had to walk it back and say, well, I mean, we did, maybe they hand them some papers, but it was for the right reason. We wanted to make sure those people would not be stopped from getting through. So in other words, we trust the guys that we were shooting at for 20 years. We trust the guys who helped orchestrate 9/11. We trust the guys who was trying to kill us and our soldiers. We trust them now. Yeah, I bet you do. Because if Taliban, they're looking at you saying, well, wait a minute. They're going to arm us to the teeth. They're going to financially help us. Take their stupid money. Take their stupid weapons. What do we care if it's one or two less people we get to shoot in the back of the head? As soon as they're gone, we'll shoot all the people in the back of the head we want. It's utter Nonsense. Utter nonsense, folks. You're being lied to by Joe Biden. You're being lied to by these generals. You're being lied to by the media. And this is nothing new. It's nothing new. Now let's talk about some more lies that's coming from the CDC and the World Health Organization and Dr. Fauci and all of these COVID experts. Recently, Joe Rogan, a podcast host who was kind of anti-vax. He wasn't super anti-vax, but he basically said, look, if you're young and healthy, I really don't think you need a vaccination. Got COVID. And boy, was that a happy day for this cult. And that's what they are, this cult of wear your mask and stay indoors. Oh, they were celebrating. It was like a kid's birthday party. Joe Rogan got COVID. He didn't believe in the vaccine. You know, Jesse Jackson's in the hospital dying. He believed in the vaccine. Got it anyway. But Joe Rogan now is saying, look, I'm taking ivermectin. That's one of the main things I'm taking to defeat this COVID, which I think he feels okay. He said, I feel lousy, but I'm getting better. And right away, what does the media do? Joe Rogan, anti-vaxxer, takes horse dewormer for COVID. Joe Rogan, science denier, takes his life by taking a horse dewormer that hasn't even been vetted for humans. I'm about to read you something. The 2015 Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine was awarded to William C. Campbell and Satoshi Omura for their discovery leading to ivermectin. Beyond its invaluable therapeutic role, it has an increasing body of evidence that points to ivermectin as an antiviral agent. I didn't make that up. Did you hear what I just said? In 2015, they gave these people the Nobel Peace Prize saying how wonderful this is and how much promise this has to be an antiviral agent. Oh, but it's unproven. Well, guess what else is unproven? The vaccine. The vaccine is unproven. I'm not telling you to run out and take ivermectin. What I'm telling you is this. If the CDC was legit, they would say, look, if there's another way, bring it on. I don't care if there's 10 ways. I don't care if you find out M&M's fight it. Then bring on the M&M's. The more the better. Anybody else got anything that we can kind of verify helps? They're not doing that. They're doing the exact opposite. They're lying to you and saying this is horse medication. It's not horse medication. I just read it to you. I just read this to you. And when they say, well, the FDA did not approve this for COVID. No, they didn't approve it for COVID. They've approved it for a lot of other things, though. So where's the danger? If it's approved for you to take for something, how come, what do we care? It's not like it's deadly poison. It's not like, oh, well, if you eat this, 8 out of 10 people die. No, it's been approved. It's been approved for a host of things. But not this. Don't take it for this. Otherwise, we'll call it horse dewormer. You know it's not horse dewormer. Yes, they use it for that. And then the next lie they're going to tell you is, if you go to a tractor supply or something, one of these supply stores, feed and grain stores, and you buy ivermectin, you're getting all kinds of other things in there. That's okay for horses, but not for you. I don't know. I did a little research. And I went online and I found this ivermectin. And yeah, there's other things in it besides ivermectin. So I looked them all up. Every single one of them are safe for human consumption. Every single one of them. Why are you lying? I'm not saying it cures COVID. I don't know. I don't know if it does or it doesn't. What I do know is you insisting that it's something it isn't. You saying, don't take it under any circumstances. Absolutely not. It will kill you. It is not for humans. When humans have been taking it for, I just told you, 6 years now. Makes me wonder. Makes me wonder why. I guess it makes some people in the FDA wonder why, too, because two of the top people from the FDA have turned in their resignation. You know why they've turned in their resignation? Because they're saying these boosters, we are being pressured politically to give our stamp of approval to this booster when it has not gotten one single piece of scientific evidence that it's going to do any good. And they resigned. These are people who don't make, you know, $15 an hour. These people make huge money. So for them to say, no, I'm resigning rather than to do this. I'm stepping down rather than to lie to the American people. You don't think that should raise your eyebrows? You don't think that you, as a rational human being, shouldn't say, wait a minute. If these people who are making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in their job, and probably millions, are willing to throw it all away because they are convinced only reason this booster shot is being propagated to the American people is political and it's untested and they don't want to be responsible. Shouldn't you think about that? These are the same people who are telling you, oh, take ivermectin, it's a horse dewormer. You're not a horse. That's what they put. The CDC released a thing that said, you're not a horse. Don't take ivermectin. Ivermectin is only for horses. Under no circumstances should you take ivermectin. I will repeat myself. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize went to William C. Campbell and Satoshi Omura for their discovery leading to ivermectin. Its invaluable therapeutic role and strong evidence potential of ivermectin as an antiviral agent for humans. For humans. So why are you lying? Why are you lying to the American people? I'll tell you why. Because billionaires are being made every day on this vaccine. And the head of the CDC has come out and said, if you're going away this holiday week, strongly urge you not to if you're not vaccinated. If you are vaccinated, wear your mask, social distance. But above and beyond that, if you're vaccinated and you're staying home, it's time to talk to your family. It's time to talk to your friends. It's time to get them in the car and take them to get this vaccine. It's time for you to put some pressure on them. Who the hell do you think you are? Who elected you to tell any single person in this United States of America what to do? You're not an elected official. You don't get to tell me what I get to do during my holiday weekend. You don't get to tell me to throw somebody in the car and force a vaccine on them. Who the hell do you think you are? And in the meantime, there are studies coming out of several different countries, including our own, that says we have strong evidence that this vaccine causes enlargement of the heart in a large number of people. Now, here's why I think that makes sense. If you're familiar with steroids, which is commonly used when you have infections and different things, certain kinds of steroids, especially anabolic ones, pump water into your muscle. And that's how you'll see bodybuilders, and they took steroids, and they're huge, and they look like, you know, a cartoon character. But what they never realized until 5, 6, 8 years ago maybe a little longer, is that your heart is also a muscle, which means it enlarges your heart. Well, what happens when you go off of that? Well, what ends up happening is your heart stays large and it needs more blood to flow to it to keep beating, and your veins can't carry that much blood to it, so you have a heart attack. You heard me right. Remember all those reports of people having a stroke, people having a heart attack? A lot of people saying that that's because of the vaccine. Now, an honest country who is honestly going through a pandemic would say, hold the phone. As much as we want this pandemic to be done, we don't want the cure to be worse than the disease. We have to slow down here. Apparently, it's affecting some people in ways we don't like. We have to put a little hold on this. They're not doing it. They don't care. Their idea is just get everybody vaccinated. Get, do it. Shut up. Don't ask any questions. And then you get people saying, well, you don't care what goes in your body and anywhere else. And do you care what's in the vaccine? Then why do you care what's in ivermectin? I'll ask you the same question. If you don't care about what's going into that vaccine, why the hell do you care what's going into the ivermectin? I'll tell you why you care. You're not making no money off that because it's $9. You can go buy ivermectin for $9. That's why. And just as predicted on this show, now there's a third variant. The Mu variant is now here. And look, it's going to come down to this. You're going to get lied to again. And this all ties in, and I'm going to tell you why it ties in. And I hope it scares the hell out of you, because it should. And let me preface this by saying, I know people who got COVID. I know several people who got COVID, so it's real. I'm not saying it's not real. I know one person who died from it. What I am telling you is this. The vaccine is a ruse. They don't know if it works. They don't care if it works. The optics that they're doing something good is enough because it's political. They don't know if ivermectin works. They don't want you to find out that it works, because if it does, all these companies who have put so much money into this vaccine are going belly up. And our government's going to look like idiots. But far beyond that, remember when I told you the reason they're letting so many people cross the border, unvetted, don't care if we have COVID. And by the way, before I start even telling you about this, one third of the children that crossed that border, the Biden administration has lost. They have no idea where they are. Let me repeat that. One third of the children who they said, oh, this above all, beyond all, we have to protect the children, have no idea where they are. They've lost contact. They don't know where they are. Because they did exactly what I said they were going to do. They hooked up with whoever and they're gone. They're not coming back. They're not coming to some kind of a place to decide whether you're going to give them citizenship or not. They're not going to do it. And you're going to lose a whole bunch of the adults too, because they're not coming back. But you don't care. And you know why you don't care? Because you are strategically putting them in red areas. Texas, Arizona. And you're doing it because the election is coming up. And you know damn well that if you don't try to rig this election, you're going to lose. You're going to lose big, because no one agrees with Joe Biden. No one agrees with what you're doing. No one does. You're actually making Republicans out of Democrats. I mean, I'm hearing longtime Democratic supporters say, oh, this woke culture crap is, it's absolute crap. It's got to go. I'm hearing more and more people, musicians even, like Eric Clapton, saying you're being lied to. The government's lying to us. And they realize we kind of maybe overstepped our bounds. We got to make sure we don't lose power, because that's all this is about, is power. So I'll tell you what let's do. Let's let all of these people across the border, and let's make sure they get into red areas where they're going to vote Democrat, or we're hauling their ass back to Mexico, and we're going to make that very clear. And oh, as long as Afghanistan is in such a horrible situation, to hell with the service dogs, to hell with the interpreters, to hell with our soldiers. Let's get just random people out and tell them you want to go back to the Taliban. You don't. You know where to vote. Oh, by the way, we know where to put you to in red states. That's what this is about, folks. So they can't have you thinking that COVID is serious, but we can deal with it. They have to have you panicked. And by fear, they're controlling you. Now, there are some people who probably should be afraid. I mean, if you've got diabetes and your immune system is crap and you're 75 years old and you got one lung, I'd be very worried about catching COVID. I'd be very worried about catching the flu. You know, the elderly is always, oh, I can't catch pneumonia. That could be the it for me. Well, yeah, and COVID the same. But that's not enough. They got to scare everyone so they can say, stay inside, vote by mail. We'll have people come door to door and pick up your ballot. Yeah, I know you will. I know you will. That's why a 10,000 ballots is found in the back of a truck belonging to a heroin addict or a crack addict that was passed out and had to be given Narcan only to find, oh, look at all these ballots he's got in his car that says, let's not repeal Gavin Newsom. What the hell is that guy doing with 10,000 ballots in his car? Anybody care to ask? Anyone at all? No, you won't hear that. No one wants to ask that question. They don't care. You're not going to hear it. Instead, you're going to hear cleanest elections in the world. Everyone should be able to vote, especially these poor Afghanis and these poor people who came across from Guatemala and Mexico. This will be their first chance at deciding their fate and all. Oh, that's what you're going to hear. And if you don't, you're an evil, horrible, terrible racist. We're already hearing it. If you dare say, well, wait a minute. You've already opened up our borders. Now you're bringing in hundreds of thousands of Afghan citizens who, listen, I have sympathy for. And I'm not talking about our interpreters. I'm not talking about the guys who helped us during the war. I'm just talking about Afghani citizens. You're bringing hundreds of thousands of them. Where is it that you want them to live? Oh, racist. No, not racist. Not racist at all. I don't care what color their skin is. I'm asking you a question. Why are you choosing now, and why are you choosing them above the people who earned it? And why are you placing them in predominantly red states? Why are you doing that? You know what the answer is. Wake up. They will stand there and literally lie to your face. And, you know, listen, folks. Recently, I found out about a business that said, we will not accept Biden voters in here. If you're a Biden voter, I don't want your business. And they're private business. They get to do what they want. But to be fair, when they did it to Trump supporters, I said it's a horrible, stupid, ridiculous idea, and I stand by that. If you're not serving people because they voted for Biden, that's a horrible, stupid, ridiculous idea. However, let me say this. This is not about politics anymore. This is not about we both love America, and here's our vision for how we think America will grow stronger and bigger and better. We have one side saying we love America and the other side saying tear it down. Destroy everything that made it what it is and rebuild it in the image of China. You cannot have any negotiations with people like that. What is there to negotiate? There's nothing to negotiate. That's where we're at now. So this is going to be very important that everyone who listens to this show does their own homework, does their own research. Don't just listen to me and say, well, he's right. Go do your own homework. And you will find out just what I found out. You know how long it took me to find out that ivermectin was indeed approved for human use? That it won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2015? And these people were heralded as wonderful people in helping to develop such a thing and find out that it was great for fighting viruses, an antiviral agent? 2 minutes. 2 minutes it took me. All the rest of this stuff that I told you is lies. You can find this out in 2 minutes. The problem is most American people now, they just don't have the time. So they turn on whatever channel and whatever the person tells them, they're like, that must be true. And that's all there is to it. That's what I heard on the news. That must be the case. And they've gotten used to that now. So now they know they can lie to you. Jen Psaki stood at her podium and said to a reporter, I resent you saying that Americans are stranded in Afghanistan. That is not true. The word stranded is not applicable. That is not the truth. 5 minutes later, one of our military generals says, and I quote, to those who are stranded currently in Afghanistan. Okay. Well, which is it? Folks, they don't even know what the other side is doing. They don't even know. And I think there's 100 Americans there. Maybe 200, but closer to 100. 220. Maybe closer to 300. Maybe two. I don't know. I'm 137. They don't know. They're just guessing. How do you think it makes us look to the rest of the world when a man who single-handedly helped save Joe Biden, begging the President of the United States to help him and his family because he says, the minute I'm found, I'm dead. Does that sound like peaceful, wonderful Taliban? The minute I'm found, I'm dead? Does that sound like that? And Joe Biden, what time is it? I'm a little nappish. How long do they do these military things with the caskets? This is boring. How long? What the hell, man? I could be eating some ice cream and watching Matlock. That's who you got for a president. And they're lying to you. And if you're one of those sponge-headed morons who just soak it all up and say, Biden good, Trump bad, everything is okay, the world is good, you're a member of that cult. Now, I walked into a Chinese buffet the other day, and I was handed a mask by the person who was going to seat me. And she said, you have to wear this mask. I said, excuse me. Do I have to wear this mask every single time I go up for another plate of food? Yes. I said, no, ma'am. I'll spend my money elsewhere. Right across the street is an IHOP. No mask required when you come in. No mask required when you sit down. Their employees were wearing masks, but hey, that's if a private business wants to tell their employees to wear a mask or a turban or tap shoes, I don't care, because you got the right to say no. But they did not tell their customers. So they got the money. And as I'm cruising around this town that once had tons and tons of stores, half of them were closed. I walk into grocery stores and I see the shelves are getting empty. And I ask people, how come you have no juice? What's with the no juice? You guys used to have 300 different kinds of juice. And now you got two things of juice sitting here. And the guy says, well, we haven't had a shipment in 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. It's weird, right? No, it's not weird. It's not weird at all. It's by design. Food shortage is going to come. You were lied to about gas and oil. Well, the president doesn't set the prices. No, the president doesn't set the prices. But when we were energy independent and we could tell them we didn't need your oil, they had to lower their prices because there was no need for us to buy it. If your bargaining chip is, we don't really need your oil. We got plenty of our own. But to help your economy, we're certainly willing to buy X amount from you if you give it to us at a reasonable price. That's a pretty good bargaining chip. When you cut off all of our energy and say, we're at your mercy, How much do you want for your valuable oil? And by the way, how come they can get it all? How come they have no problem drilling? How come you let Putin have his pipeline, but you closed ours down? If Donald Trump had done that, he'd have been a Russian agent, right? Then they can say, oh, okay, well, then OPEC can control this, and we're going to go way, way, we'll cut production down. We're going to make you suffer. You guys are going to pay it at the pump. Hey, remember when you told us we don't really need your oil? And it was sitting on our oil fields, and we were paying you to take it? Yeah, we're going to get our money back now, aren't we? Now you're going to pay. That's what Joe Biden did to you. That's what Joe Biden did to you. You go to a fast food restaurant now, and they've raised their prices to the point where you used to be able to go to a pretty fancy restaurant for the same money you're spending in a fast food restaurant. There's your $15 Whopper. It's not that the Whopper's $15. It's that the person giving it to me has to make that. So now that Whopper's $8. It used to be $6. Because you're being lied to and told, it's a terrible thing if you can't make a living wage. No. You know what the minimum wage should be? Zero. No one will work for it. If I say, I'm giving you 50 cents an hour, no, I'm not getting any employees. So eventually I'm going to have to raise it to support whoever's around me. Otherwise, no one's going to work for me and I'll be out of business, right? But your $15 an hour is in, home of your $8 Whopper now. Okay, well. So it's not that you're making a living wage. You're being lied to. It's not a living wage if inflation goes up 10%. Then you're right back to where you were. The percentage is the same. Let me give you an example. If you made $5 an hour and your rent was $200 and a gallon of gas was 30 cents, you're all right. That $5 is, you know, pretty good, right? It's not how much money at the end of the day you put in your pocket. It's how much it costs you to survive. So if your wages go up but the price of living triples, it doesn't do you any good. And it only hurts the little guy because now the guy making $15 an hour is like, oh, I can barely afford a Whopper. So you're being lied to about that too. For whatever reason, the powers that be in this country have decided to lie to you. I guess it's because they need power desperately and they know no real American is ever going to agree to this nonsense. Now, the other lie they're going to tell you is cleanest election ever in 2020. The best one ever. Yeah, best one ever. We're now finding out from these audits, 600,000-700,000 in certain areas weren't even counted. We're finding out that Joe Biden, in areas where Joe Biden should have had huge support, like New York and California, his support was only about a percentage or two higher than most Democratic candidates that ran for president. But in Republican strongholds, where his support should have been lower, logically, magically, he's 48% higher than a normal Democrat. Wow. So let me get this straight. The states that normally would support Democrats and turn out in droves for him didn't turn out. The states that normally support Republicans and don't vote Democrat turned out in masses for him. You think that makes any sense? You think that makes any sense at all? If Joe Biden had went up in California and New York 40-50%, and then also in Texas and Georgia and Arizona, I would have said, well, okay, across the board he went up. No, no. Joe Biden just barely marginally went up in Democratic strongholds and leaps and bounds in Republican strongholds. Makes no sense. You're being lied to again. Now, I'm going to leave you by saying this. COVID is real, and if you have a bad immune system or you have comorbidities of any kind, then you got to make your own decision whether you think the vaccine is worth taking or not. You got to make your own decision of whether or not you want to take the risk, or if your job is forcing you to, or whatever it happens to be. You got to take your own responsibility and either say yes or no and live with that decision. But while you're doing that, please understand that there are medications, I just read it to you, there are medications that are cheap, approved for certain uses, so it can't be poisonous to a human. You don't ever, rat poison will never be approved for human consumption. Ivermectin is. Hydroxychloroquine is. Suddenly it's evil. They've treated people with malaria with a hydroxychloroquine for years and years and years and years and years. Suddenly it's, oh, if you take it, you're going to turn into a pumpkin. They know that's not true. They know it's, they know ivermectin is not horse dewormer either. It is an ingredient in horse dewormer. But that's like saying, well, penicillin seems to cure mange in a dog. And then when you take penicillin, they say you're taking dog mange medication. They use that for dogs when they got mange. Sometimes medicines have many, many, many different uses for animals and humans. Why are you so deadly against this? Wouldn't you think the CDC and Joe Biden and his whole administration would be saying, folks, we may have something here. If it turns out that ivermectin works, and we're going to put a lot of our effort into finding out, you will have a cheap, effective, and safe way to help prevent COVID. Instead, if you even mention it on social media, you're banned. They take it off. Why? I've just told you it won a Peace Prize. Why are you taking it off? Because you don't want us to know. It's very easy if and then they say, oh, science agrees. Science agrees. Science doesn't agree. It's just that everybody who disagrees, you don't let speak. So if you go into an audience and say, hey, does Marcus Cain have the greatest show on the air, and it's a room full of Democrats and 8 Republicans, and I say, only the Republicans. You Democrats sit down. You have no voice. 6 of you 8 say, I have the greatest show. That's it. Science. I have the greatest show. Oh, yeah, I know we didn't poll the Democrats. I don't care. 90. We're not doing that here. That's not working. That's what they do to you. Go ask the Army, the Marines on the ground if this was the greatest thing in military history. When some of them are crying saying, I left people behind who helped me or I thought was my brother. I left my service dog behind. I left women and children crying hysterically because they wouldn't leave because their husband wasn't allowed to go, or they wouldn't leave because their wife wasn't allowed to go. Go ask them how they feel. Instead of watch your Joe Biden, watch your watch. Go ask these guys who got a Nobel Peace Prize if they think ivermectin's unsafe. You're being lied to. And a lot of you people have let fear control you and you're just asleep. And you're so worried that tomorrow's your last breath. You're so worried that, oh, my God, I might have fell for this Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, my God, I might not be as smart as I thought I was. Oh, my God, I might have been played. That you can't rationally say, I've been fooled. I've been fooled. I've been lied to. And that's called propaganda. When someone intentionally lies to you, propaganda. We are now in the midst of the biggest propaganda government I have ever seen in my lifetime. And the media is complicit. They are their propaganda experts. And when they get their little crap together, you'll see the same words being used by the same people. It's pathetic.